If we listen closely to that beautiful hymn by Frederick Faber, there is a wideness in God's mercy. He compares God's mercy to the wideness of the sea, that it is beyond measure. Its depth and width is further than the limits of our imagination. So, he writes a gentle warning into one of the stanzas, which says, "We make God's love too narrow by false limits of our own, and we magnify God's strictness with a zeal God will not own." It's like setting up an easel and looking out on the width of the ocean and thinking we can take all of it and paint it on an 18 by 24 canvas, thinking that the limitless aspects of the ocean is contained within the frame of that picture, that we have to learn to look beyond the edges, because there is more to see of the steadfast love of God. That whenever we place false limits on God's love, it is a rather risky enterprise, because we are placing false limits on God's love for ourselves and our neighbor and this world, limiting God's hope and possibility. That it is like that hearing test that we take as a child, where they place those large, overstuffed earphones on our heads, which are always three sizes too big. And the nurse tells us, whenever we hear a tone in our right ear, we are to lift our right hand. And whenever we hear the sound in our left ear, we are to lift our left hand. So the test begins, and we hear a tone in our right ear, and then in our left ear, and then it gets faster, and it goes back and forth, and it looks like we're trying to learn the latest dance on TikTok. That we have to practice listening closely. But then there are those sounds beyond what we can hear that apparently, I did not know this, but blue whales have perfect pitch and they communicate with one another. In fact, you can distinguish one blue whale from another from 2,000 miles away. But the human ear cannot hear it. It has to be recorded first and then slowed down. It is beyond our reach. That the love of God always and continues to stretch us. It's like Jacob wrestling with God throughout the night, that Jacob sent everyone he was traveling with away, and he sat there all by himself next to the riverside, where in the silence, the only thing Jacob could hear was the presence of God. And then Jacob was overcome, wrestling with God all throughout the night, because he sat there immersed in his uncertainty, not sure what to do or where to turn or how to deal with everything in front of him. And he said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." And Jacob did not get answers to all of his questions. but he was blessed. God said, you will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, meaning the one who strives with God. It's also the name of God's people, that Jacob belongs to God. Jacob saw God's face. But the next morning, when he got up, he would walk with a limp. A constant reminder of this struggle, that the love of God never leaves us the same, that we see ourselves and our neighbor and this world differently. That we see it through God's compassion and God's empathy, which will never let us go. Much like Jacob, Jesus seeks out the silence that he had withdrawn to a deserted place, trying to find some moments of solitude. But then, even though he got into a boat, went across the Sea of Galilee, the crowds found him. And the crowd was hungry. And since there wasn't a grocery store around the corner with pickup curbside service, the disciples didn't know what to do. They turned to Jesus and said, should we send them all away? But Jesus had empathy and compassion upon them, that perhaps Jesus also walks with a little bit of a limp. All they had was 5 loaves and 2 fish. So the disciples did not think it would be enough, that they could not see beyond the edges of the picture. All they saw were limits. But Jesus encouraged them to start handing out the food, and as it is with the grace of God, it turned out to be enough. I wonder if when they went to sleep that night, if they were awake, wrestling with God, and whether they woke up the next morning with a little bit of a limp. Is God's love enough? That is a question that we ask in different ways all throughout our lives. As we look out and see the vast problems of hunger and homelessness, prejudice and racism, division and loneliness, as we witness the ingrained problems of greed and impatience, power and privilege, suffering and indifference. And as we face the very struggles along the small landscape of our lives, dealing with hurt feelings, dire stress, mounting confusion, enduring grief, and worry about our loved ones, is God's love enough? That all of those questions are enough to keep us up at night, wrestling with God. And then during this season of life, with the concerns of COVID-19, where our collective vulnerability has been exposed, where those mounting concerns make simple questions and conversations hard work, where we are just trying to get through each week at a time, there is enough in each day for us to wrestle with. And we might not find all of the answers to all of our questions, but we might catch a glimpse of the tenacity of God's compassion and the grit of God's grace. And we just might walk with a little bit more of a limp. Henry Nouwen once wrote, "We become neighbors when we are willing to cross the road for one another." That we are all very busy in our own circles, but if we could cross the street once in a while and pay attention to what is happening on the other side, we might become neighbors. And perhaps during this season of health concerns, it has been a while since we have been able to cross the street and greet our neighbor, quite literally. That we cannot just walk across the street and connect with our neighbor as we once did. But perhaps that places an opportunity out in front of us, that off in the distance, when gatherings are safe and connections are possible, how will we re-enter this world? Will it be in the ways that we always have? Or are there neighbors we can greet and connections that we can make that we have not before? Offering the gift of friendship, sharing the solidarity of community, extending a hand of welcome, learning from one another across the streets that divide us, and celebrating with each other those joys that connect us to everyone, offering the loaves and fishes of our lives. Which, believe it or not, turns out to be enough. That during these recent months of health concerns and navigating new ground for us all, there has been a great deal for us to wrestle with, and we will continue to wrestle together. But maybe, just maybe, on the other side of all of this, we just might walk with a little more of a limp, knowing more of the depths of God's compassion and listening closely to that calling to follow the ways of Jesus. Amen.